for two things, for the evil eye or for a sin that somebody gets turned by something. And it seems to be that the Shaykh, he only finds it permissible to make ruqyah for those two things. But, and that is according to the statement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا رؤيا إلا بالعين أو السمع. But the more authentic opinion and the stronger opinion that you can make ruqya the patient for the only two things that you can make ruqya for is, but this is to give a complete and later taqseem, because we have found in the Quran and in the Sunnah that ruqya was done for other those two things. The first النقطة الخامسة أن التميمة إذا كانت من القرآن فقد اختلف العلماء هل هي من ذلك أم لا. العلماء السابق and we have mentioned this the difference here is that companions of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to hate that. That implies others used to find it permissible, but it's more appropriate and more accurate to adapt the understanding of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, because everything we cannot use it unless it's something that is affirmed from the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, it does not fall under the bid'ah category.
So that's something new.
No, some of the companions did that.
Some of them did?
Yes. This is why the... it was not, it's a different path. Some, it was reported that some of the companions refused to write as because they put it in the cup and put it around the neck of his children. But that delivers this issue from being a bid'ah. Because there is difference between bid'ah and haram. Not every haram is bid'ah. Unless there is something behind it to make it fall into the bid'ah category. Therefore, as we see there is a misunderstanding not an agreement on a certain issue, we look at what those say and what those say. And the thing that we find more preferable, more stronger and supported by the Sunnah, we say this is what we have to do. We are saying the other thing is this is bid'ah. Let us go through the thing and then we discuss inshaAllah the points in the question and answer session. أن تعليق الأوتار على الزواج من العين من ذلك. And we have mentioned that. الوعيد الشديد على من تعلق وأنا. Yes, because the Prophet said, I will be disowning such a person.
Reward the person who cuts off an annual, that's all.
Okay, and that is to deliver this person as well. Yes. Ibrahim. Al-Nakhal.
That it will be easy to avoid on the whether it would be put on a person or anything that is not in contradictory as a reference
here is that it would be easy to avoid as a wrong thing. So that does not mean he is referring to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he is referring to the companions of Abdullah bin Mas'ud. And by saying that, we have finished this chapter, and we still have time, inshaAllah, to go on to the next chapter. The next chapter is Bab Man Tabarraka Bi Shajarin Aw Hajarin Wa Nahwuhuma. The chapter of seeking blessings upon a tree, a stone, or a rock. Before we go into discussing this chapter, blessing, ya akhwan, al-baraka, ta'ti bina al-birka. Al-birka hiya al-ma' wal-ma' al-lay yakun fi al-birka yakun thabit wa yakun kathir. Fal-baraka hiya thubutu al-shay'i wa nama'ihi. Hada ma'na al-baraka. Thubutu al-shay'i wa nama'ihi. Fa-dib baraka, it means something that is of value, something that the goodness of it and the increase. Something that is in abundance and the goodness of it is on the increase. The benefit of it always comes to you. This is what it means by barakah. Barakah. We're going to repeat this word barakah. So this barakah has different categories and different sections. We have the barakah of a place, and the barakah of time, and the barakah of people. And this is one thing. And also the barakah could be transferable and could not be transferable. So it is two other categories, transferable or not transferable. And then barakah that is divided by place, time, or purpose. Al-barakah by the al-makaniyya. Al-barakah al-makaniyya. Where a certain place was announced to be a blessed place. For example, Mecca. Al-Medina, all of those are blessed places. We cannot say, this village is blessed. We are making the assumption. We cannot do that because the grave of so-and-so person is in it. This town is blessed. Why? Because the grave of so-and-so person is in it. Only Allah and His Messenger, they have the authority to tell us what city, what places we are blessed. So we know that Mecca and Medina are blessed. That blessed in the Mecca and Medina, what it means? It means the good things that you do there. It would be multiplied. It would be increased for you. That's one aspect of the blessings of the city. It means Allah will protect those cities. In the course of history, in the course of time, Allah will protect those areas. Allah will make those areas have light to guide the people. All of that actions are a place to be blessed. But that blessing in those places does not drop off on the people. So if a person comes from a blessed town, he does not mean he's blessed. It was reported that one of the companions said to another companion, come to Ash-Sham, because we heard that it is Al-Mubarak. So the companion reported to him, he said, Al-Mubarak, Al-Ajah Al-Ahad Mubarak. Not something that it will make you yourself Mubarak, make you yourself blessed. So the blessed of a blessed place does not mean the person who lives there is blessed. But the blessing could come to him in his house, could come to him in his living. If a person lives in Medina, he could receive the blessing of being in Medina. He goes and pray all the time in Medina in the morning. He hears the lesson. He connects himself with the knowledge. He lives in that atmosphere. He feels glorious, glory to Allah, and appreciates the bounties of Allah over him that he is living in this now. So we can open the door of his house to that blessing. But somebody must be living in Mecca or Medina or another blessed area and put over his house a dish and wash all the channels and do the river and do all those hard things so that he did not open his door or his house to the blessed nature of those things. Another thing that is blessed is time. Sometimes are blessed. We know Ramadan is a blessed month. Why is it a blessed month? Because the shaitans are chained up. You are left to your own self to struggle. And the deeds are multiplied. But you establish the prayer in the night. مقام رمضان إيمان وحكتابا وَكِرَ لَهُمَا مَخَدَّلُ مُدَلِّي إِسْتَابِلْ مِسْخَيَةِ إِنَ مَعْتَ رَمَضَانَ All of your past sins will be forgiven. So this time which is blessed also does not go out on the people. But people who live during that time can open their hearts to receive this blessing. Or some of them join their hearts to receive the blessing. This blessed time, it's not us to decide what time is blessed. We cannot say, okay, first Wednesday of the month, now we're going to agree it's a blessed day. We cannot do that. Because only Allah has the authority to tell us what days are blessed. He knows. So we would be assuming things by assigning days to be blessed. We would be using assumption and saying according to Allah what we do not know. So with that being the case, we connect that to the house of life. Everyone in our town, in our city or in other state, we heard about a certain day to be blessed. When we look at the Quran and Sunnah, we find this day is not blessed. It does not have anything except the imagination of the people. This is the night of Isra wal Mi'raj. It's a special night. Therefore, we have to make a big celebration in that night. We do not find that in the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all. He did not celebrate that night, nor his companions celebrated that night. So when a person says this man is blessed, he is saying something that he does not know. So all those times which are blessed, only Allah ascribes to us what times are blessed and what times are not. And thirdly, we have a blessed people. They are blessed, they are Mubarakeen. And those people who are blessed, some of them their blessing is transferable. And some of them their blessing is not transferable. The transferable blessing is the blessing of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a blessed person and the blessing was transferable. Therefore it was reported in a lot of occasions that this companion tried to touch him, tried to give him, take the wudu, the remnant of his wudu and wipe himself with it. Try to wear his clothing. Try to take his hair. Because his blessing is transferable. You can put your hand on it. After that, we have the blessing of the rest of the people. For example, Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr is a blessed man. Because Sayyid ibn Ubayy, he says, مَا هَذِي بِأَوَّلِ بَرَكَاتِكُمْ آلَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Tayammum, when Aisha left the necklace and they were waiting for it and they had no one. So we know that Abu Bakr is a blessed man. His blessing is manifested by his knowledge, what he did for Islam, things that he did and it was goodness to the Muslims, how he passed the Ridda when the people were reverted from Islam. So that is blessed. Yet we do not find the rest of the companions going to Abu Bakr and the silence to take the remnant of his wudu, try to take part of his body, part of his clothing to receive the blessing from him. And Abu Bakr is, we know who he is. Therefore, no one on earth can say, I am blessed man because from Allah yourself against me, wipe your hand on me, I am blessed man, the blessing will be transferred to you. But we find that in the Kufi Surah. Have you heard of the Kufi Surah? Alhamdulillah. The Kufi Surah, the jinn and the jinn, bring the one. And leave. Just like that. And the people walk to that water and try to drink after the shaykh. So the Sanauna water is blessed. So the shaykh was drinking from it. Have you seen that? See, I'm drinking now from the water, so don't drink that. But we know that Abu Bakr used to drink and people did not fight after him. And that shaykh said, no possibility that he's better than Abu Bakr. Even if we agree that he's a blessed person, then we are doubtful whether he's blessed or not, because he's innovating the religion. But even if we agree that he's a blessed person, then the blessing is not transferable. His blessing is manifested by his knowledge. His blessing is manifested by what good he will bring to the Muslim by spreading the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, not by spreading innovation and imagination and imagination. A lot of people listen and they spread all of what I have mentioned. Imagination, hallucination, and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not redeem and tell people stories. We heard one time one story of the Sufi. I heard it on one of the tapes of Sheikh Nasir. That he was sitting in his cave, 15 watching. And a man came out from a lecture that was held by one of the Sufi Sheikh's scholars. And he asked him, how was the lecture? He said, MashaAllah, Futuhat, Futuhat, what a jilliyat he had in his power. Enlightenment came in this lecture. Enlightenment, something that is incredible. So what did you mean? What was it? He said, the Shaykh was telling a story, and those people, those Shaykh who use the Sunnah, they can really tell me stories, not stories, but they are stories. So he said to him that the Shaykh was trying to teach his students, his muridin, how the students had to be very much obedient to the Shaykh. No matter what the Shaykh says, has to go. Just like the next person in the hands of the person who is watching. Turn it any way you want. So he told him, the Shaykh told the student, and Muridin, go kill your father and bring his leg. So the student went, saw the man, cut his head off and brought it to the Shaykh. And the Shaykh told him, Ahsan, but I did not order you to kill your father. That is not your father. هذا عشير أمه. This is the mother of your mother. So this is why I told you to go and cut him, because he's committing fornication. Look! Look how the Shaykh knows. The Shaykh knows what was going on. Allah enlightened the Shaykh to know what was going on behind the closed door. Then the Shaykh goes to say, Shaykh Nasir asked this question. And he told him, well, this man that was killed, was he muhtan or the real muhtan? The man was he killed, was he in a marriage status or not? Because in Islam, if somebody does fornication and is not married, he should have to be whipped 100 times and put in exile for 1 year. But if he is muhtan, he should be stoned to death. The rule does not say you have to cut his head off. So where does the Shaykh come up with this rule? So that person did not know how to answer, and the entire of the story, the fact of the story was collapsed on their head. Because it's only story. يبيعون السلام والحج الفاضي والفقر. فإذا we are brought to bring this story to show you that the blessing is the blessing of knowledge. When a person knows, he can refuse all those arguments. He can refuse all those stories. He can refuse all of those accounts. This is the blessing of the people. People who have knowledge, because knowledge is brightness. And verily, when this brightness is spread out amongst the people, people will be able to see falsehood from the truth and distinguish both of them and choose the way that will lead them to paradise. So having said that, Ya Akhwani Kiram, we say the blessed people, their blessing is not transferable, but their blessing is limited to themselves. Also, there is blessing by statements. Some statements are blessed statements. بعض الأقوال مباركة. Because those statements will bring upon you many good things. For example, if you say, رَبِّ اكْفِرْ اللَّهُمَّ اكْفِرْ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ الْأَحْيَاءَ مِنْهُمْ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ. This very basic dua, it takes you only 2 minutes, remember it, know it, and practice it. You get for every Muslim one good deed. How many Muslims have lived throughout the history of Islam. For when you say, Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat al ahya' minhum wal amwat, for everyone you get one good deed. So one statement will give you so many good deeds with, alhamdulillah, by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a blessed statement. Also we have Al-Qur'an. Al-Qur'an is a blessed book, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكًا. The book of Allah is a blessed book. Because that book, if we take it seriously, إِذَا اعْتَصَمْنَا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَنْ نَضِلَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ أَبَدًا. وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ طرف مع الله والطرف الثاني مع العباد. من تمسك به فهو على هدى مستقيم. وهذا الكتاب, this book is a blessed book. If we hold on to this book, not by only time we see the book we can live. This is not holding on to the book. Holding on to the book is reading the book, implementing the book. And before we implement the book, understand the book. Know what's going on with that book. Implement that book. Wallahi al-Azim, if we do that, the blessing will come to our nation. Because when the companions, radiallahu anhu, did that, we see the blessing that they were in. We see how much victorious they were, how much honor they were, how strong they were. So this book, the Quran, is a blessed book. Also, from the blessing of the Quran, is every letter you read from it is 10 deeds. 10 good deeds. With every letter that you read from it, you get 10 good deeds. Alhamdulillah. This is from the blessing of Al Quran. So the Quran will bring a lot of enlightenment and knowledge to us. So the Quran is a blessed book. Also, we have food is blessed. Olive oil, he say it's from Shajaratul Mubarak, فَكُلُ مِنْهُ وَالْهَنُ مِنْهُ. It's from a blessed tree, eat from it and put on yourself from it. Olive oil is a blessed thing. Also the food. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you are eating, eat from the side and do not eat from the top. So the blessing comes on the top. And also he said, when you are eating, do not let any piece of food go to waste, because you do not know where the blessing of your food is. A person might eat an entire plate and leave one piece of rice. And that piece of rice has a blessing in it. Therefore, the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we eat, we wash the plate. And we eat very good. Do not let any and have the food go to waste. Wallahi abarara, we talk about this issue. I don't know how many times I would still find plate of food thrown in the garbage without any remorse. There is a person who is hard-minded, reflecting upon the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will put little food in his plate. The food is not going to fly. Put a little food, eat it, and put some more. And do not let the food go to waste. Because we do not know where the blessing is in the food. So this is some of the things that is connected to the blessing. Having said that, we stop at this point, inshallah, and we give an opportunity to ask questions. If you have any questions concerning what we have talked about, wajazakumullah khairan wa jazakum khairan wa jazakum. The dua is to say, O Allah, forgive the believing men and women, those who are wise and those who are dead. When you ask Allah, forgive all those people, for every person you get up your own record, one good deed. So this statement is very easy. Take from the sun, maybe 5 seconds. It earns to you many of good deeds according to the number of Muslims. You understand? How was it in the
case? How are the Is that what you need? Yes. And you want to be
honest with that is from the blessing of Allah. But remember, you can never do enough good deeds to go to paradise on our own effort. Because going to paradise is something that we cannot work enough to do that. But we only try to put what they call it, like a shape remedy, like a symbolic, not remedy, like a symbolic. Is it symbolic remedy? No. What do you think about it? Like something that you do, but it's not going, that which you do is not sufficient for you to get what you want to get. But that is just a bare minimum. Allah will bless your effort and make it worthy for you to enter paradise. That's why if you want to buy a house, and this house costs $1 million, and you have $1 million to buy this house, and the owner of the house says, I want to give me $10 and I'll give you the house. This $10 is not the price of the house, but something that you do and you guarantee. Just an effort on your part. So we cannot buy paradise by all due deeds. But we can put the effort and Allah will lift that effort and make us into paradise by His mercy and forgiveness. Because all of us here, we are very much in shortage and we have a lot of shortcomings in worshipping Allah. We should never look at ourselves that we have done a lot of good deeds and start feeling good about ourselves and proud of our actions. But al-abd yajib an yakuna da'iman an yanzur ila nafsihi nazrata man yatahassar ala taqsirihi wa man yatahassar ala qillati amalihi. Always we have to look at ourselves and we see how much we have lack of action, lack of good deeds. Yes, in every breath you take is a blessing from Allah. And it requires for you to say Alhamdulillah. We say with every breath Alhamdulillah. We do not do that. So we have a lot of shortcomings in our practices. We do a lot of sins in our day. Sins. Major, minor, major and minor. We do sins. We sin. And we do wrong. Therefore, our actions, we should not take our little of worship and magnify it in our brain and think we are doing a lot of good things and we are the righteous people. But we always have to look at our sins. And remember also that أَنْتَ الْمُسِيءُ وَاللَّهُ الْمُحْسِنُ وَأَنْتَ الْمُقَصِّرُ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْرِفُ. Always look at yourself that you are the one who do wrong and Allah is the one who does good for you. And you are the one who have a lot of shortages and Allah give you a lot of bounty. And that inshaAllah we will be humble slaves to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. طبعا الحج الصالح يعني السماء اللي هي عبد
في كلام
يعني يعني هذا كله كل شيء ما في كلام غير مفهوم ما في كلام شرطي او كرسي it could fall into the Nima or it could fall into other things. But he explained that the man is to be on the shade as opposing those things for the people who are old are Ruqa, not the Nima. It's called Ruqa, but this Ruqa is shirk because it has language which is not understood, it has things that have short nature in it, and so on and so forth. As he mentioned, the leader that they write the Quran backwards, and I don't know what they do, just everything from the tabligh and the tabligh of Iblis. وهذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ونفعنا وإياكم بالقرآن الحكيم وجعلنا من الذين يسمعون القول ويتبعون أحسنه اللهم اغفر لنا من خشيتك ما يحول بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن أطاعة ما توصلنا به إلى جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون علينا مصائب الدنيا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا ما أبقيتنا وانصرنا على أعدائنا ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعلنا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.